You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Get a load of this. A man opened an emergency exit of a United Airlines jet as it was taxiing at O'Hare Airport in Chicago yesterday.
Why'd he do that?
It had just landed. He opened, as it's taxiing, he opens the emergency exit, gets out, and walks onto the wing, then jumps down onto the tarmac and acts like he's directing the plane.
Bring it in, Mike. Bring it in. Back it up.
Police arrested the man. Duh.
What was he
57-year-old guy. He's been charged with reckless conduct.
You think that was a dare? Do you have a buddy on the plane? Hey, dude, I dare you. Get out on the wing.
Nah, I think this guy's just mentally unhinged. That's something that a 27-year-old I would see being dared. Guy's 57.
He should know better.
Look, he doesn't even have friends. At 57, you don't even have that many friends. Just telling.
He's just bored. That's why. He was bored.
Reading the story out of New York City, this guy named Robert Samuel, who got a big idea a few years ago, he realized that people with a lot of money, and in New York, there's a lot of people with a lot of money, they got better things to do with their time, Jeremy, than just stand online.
In line.
No, it's all standing online.
What?
Yeah, look it up.
Really?
Anyway, so he said these people want these big ticket theater, you know, tickets to go see shows on Broadway, but they don't want to be standing in line, so he offered to do it. He has now started his own company. He's hired some people that do it also. He says he can clear as much as $1,000 a day just waiting in line for rich people.
Wow.
Does it for concert tickets, theater tickets. If somebody wants a new iPhone, you know, they always have those lines outside of the Apple stores.
So he'll go stand there for you.
Just hire Robert. He will stand in line for you. You give him money, probably Zelle or
something.
Venmo or something like that.
Or cash. Cash is good.
He says, up to $1,000 a day.
Good for him.
What a country.
Seems easy.
What else is trending? What do you got?
Well, a couple big days today. National Nurses Day. Shout out to all the nurses out there. You are truly heroes. Knickknack went to dinner the other night with one of her good girlfriends who's a nurse and then came home and told me about everything this nurse has pulled out of everyone's rear end. So those are the best. Those are the best stories. So nurses, I don't know how you do it. And speaking of that, it's National No Pants Day today as well. So I guess this gives you a hall pass to walk around with no pants on. I suggest
dare
you do
right
it at work.
Now. Dare me.
I don't
right
want to because I know you do it. You know, I know you will do it.
I have taken my pants off in the studio before.
The real challenge is to do it during an all-staff meeting. That's
You know what I did? I did it during a live audience Friday one time.
I think I remember that. You dropped your pants.
I dropped my pants on the live audience Friday. It was a different time.
Eek.
I think everybody had to sign a waiver beforehand.
Right. No pictures.
They wouldn't sue. Yeah.
Well, TikTok video's gone viral this morning, and it's talking about a subject that's as old as grocery stores, essentially. If you're a grocery store shopper, they're saying, whose job is it to place that divider on the little conveyor belt? That's what they're asking. Is it you when you're done putting your groceries up there that you put the little blocker down, or is it the responsibility of the person behind you to put the blocker down and then start putting their groceries on the conveyor belt? Hmm. Of course, the comments are all over the place. I am firmly in camp. I put my groceries on there and then I put the blocker down, alerting the person behind me that I have now finished putting my groceries down.
That sounds like
on the conveyor. So
I'm not.
That's a courteous thing, I think, you know. Otherwise, trying to reach across and grab it. And that seems like you. It really does. No. You're like, let somebody else do it.
It's within the same arm's reach as you. Because I usually don't put those things up, period. Even when I come up behind somebody.
Horrible. That is horrible.
No, you just leave space. The checkers are bright enough. First of all, I'm a self-check guy, 99.5% of the
true
time.
Yeah, that's true.
But when
there
not, I feel that the checkers are smart enough to see that a 3-foot space means that it's there.
They're
done
in the zone sometimes. Boop, 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 boop. And they just let that thing keep going. And you're like, whoa, those aren't mine. Those aren't mine.
You and I don't agree on a whole lot of
things. We couldn't shop together. Are you a produce squeezer as well?
What does that mean?
You know, you're like getting the lemons and you squeeze them a little bit and you're like, and then you go back and you squeeze another one. And I'm not really sure what I'm looking for, but I squeeze I squeeze the apples, I squeeze the oranges before I put them in the bag.
All I do with apples is I'm
look a fruit
for
squeezer.
The gnarly spots on them.
Oh, so you're a looker. And I'm a squeezer.
I'm a gazer.
I squeeze a little.
You're a squeezer, I'm a gazer.
One more thing, one more observation. I noticed this the other day when I was leaving my grocery store. Who is buying the patio furniture / grills that are in that little middle space between the automatic doors? They've always got patio furniture and stuff in there, and I was looking at it.
Great question.
It's always way overpriced. And I'm like, who comes rolling in to the Grosch to buy patio furniture?
I guess they only need one person to do it, and then they haul it out of there.
I guess. I don't know. But I was like, and then the grills are sitting there. I'm like,
that's the ultimate impulse buy, right? If you're walking into the grocery store and you see patio furniture,
like, holy crap, I love this set.
You're like, I'm sick of the stuff we've got on our deck.
So you're stacking chairs in the grocery cart, you know? And
yeah,
just an observation. We got Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. Are you guys doing anything? You gonna have a little meal or anything? You gonna go take Gretch out on a little hike or nothing?
We have no plans as of right
nothing?
Now.
No breakfast.
Mother's Day, Father's Day are not big holidays in our house. We basically don't care.
You just give yourself a little. Yep. All right.
My mother is gone, and my mother-in-law hates me.
So it's not a good day for you.
There's not a whole lot I need to do there.
Not a good day.
You know?
And we're hosting. It's going to be mom overload on Sunday.
Oof. Yeah, but that's like you and your family. You guys get together for Arbor Day.
I used to have a delicious brunch.
In fact, I'd be really curious to know what holiday your family does not get together.
We do a lot together. But
you're every 4th of July, every Labor Day, every Memorial Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's.
Every one of them. It's a chance to get together and eat.
Okay.
Word on the street is
we're
having.
But you see your family like two or three
I know,
or four
but we just see
week.
Him. Now's the chance to eat, from what I hear, cinnamon rolls, biscuits and gravy, some sort of breakfast casserole.
We would do that on a random Thursday. I mean, I don't need to have a holiday.
We
to
need
get
an excuse, I guess. I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. This is how we roll, okay?
I know.
We're
very different. We're different.
Jeez, Lou.
I love my family, but I don't need to gather with them for every holiday.
Yeah. I think it's difficult, too, because everyone is here. They're within a 5-mile radius. So if we don't do something, it's like,
well, that's
it's a little
dude,
awkward.
That's yet another reason why you move away.
But I like all this stuff.
I know.
Again,
you do.
This is different. This is
you're
a difference.
A, you're
I like
a routine
this stuff.
Guy.
I like family time.
I'm you're a routine guy. So once
routine.
You do something,
absolutely.
You got to do it every year.
Absolutely.
Do you think your brain would like boil away if like a holiday came
I don't
by?
Know
and you didn't
what
get with
would
your
happen.
Family? You would be antsy.
I'd be
nervous,
antsy and sad.
Pacing.
Honestly, I'd be more sad than antsy. I'd be kind of bummed. Like, oh, we should.
Well, then I'm glad you're getting together with your mom.
I'll send
on
you
Sunday.
Some pictures of the biscuits and gravy.
Should I send Danny a happy Mother's Day text on Sunday?
Yes.
And tell her.
Say thank you
like
for giving birth
I've
to
had.
Jeremy. He's the greatest guy.
All right, that's enough.
Well, now we don't have time for anything else, so you'll have to tune into the second trending report to get more. All right, let's do
and
clickbait.
It'll be worth it, trust
it will,
me.
It will. Clickbait?
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB, posted a link to a new Guinness World Record. A ping pong nut in the UK just broke a world record for the most consecutive opponents in a single rally, Dom. 117 shots in a row without messing up. And so what they did is he stood at one end of the table while people lined up at the other end. They'd hit one shot before the next person took over. So they'd hit a shot, he'd hit it back, the next person would hit it back.
So they have to be standing in line holding
waiting.
A
paddle. They're waiting, standing in line with a paddle.
Can you imagine being the one who hits it into the net and breaks
and screws it all up?
Oh. Breaks the chain.
Well, that was shot number 118, it sounds like. So he made it through 117 shots. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.